Welcome. Welcome to today's episode of Karen's Couch. And I can't even begin. I mean, can you tell the size of the smile on my face? I can't even begin to tell you how honored, how blessed, and how excited I feel to share today's guest with you. But I almost don't even want to share her with you. I want to keep her for myself. We've got somebody who's very near and dear to my heart and has been for many, many years. I came across Brandon Bays about 10 years ago when I went to one of her events in Sydney. And it was life-changing. It was absolutely an extraordinary experience for me for where I was at the time. You see, I'd just gone through losing my partner, as most of you guys who follow the show, I'd just gone through losing my partner to suicide. And I'd also just come out of surviving the 2002 Bali bombing terrorist attack. So I was in a place of real depression and real despair. And my mum and my sister suggested that we go along to this weekend event with this woman by the name of Brandon Bays that I hadn't heard of. But I tell you what, when we sat in that auditorium and we watched this woman come out on stage, it was in and of itself a spiritual experience that I wasn't expecting. And then as we went through the weekend, and I'm going to let Brandon share with you the magic of her weekends, but when we went through that weekend, not only did I find an inner strength that I didn't know I had, but I also found myself. And I found, you know, I've always been a seeker, and I'm sure all of you guys already know that. I've always been somebody who's been a spiritual seeker for my own inner knowledge and my own inner voice. And I found the key. I found the key that started to open the doorway that then took me along a whole gamut of studies of neuro-linguistic programming and studying psychology. And I was looking for the study of the academic access to me. And then I went through the study of the spiritual access to me, and it still wasn't enough. It still wasn't everything. Until about 2 years ago, I stumbled across a whole way of thinking and seeing myself that's been mainly rooted in Eastern philosophy. And then about 6 months ago, I came across the same Eastern philosophy again. But you know what it's like? You've actually got to be in the right place at the right time where you've got the ears to hear what your soul is ready to experience. And I came across it, and it was this concept of non-duality. When we were looking at our guest list for today's show, there was only one person. There was only one person who I could have this conversation with that I felt this level of connection with, and that is Brandon Bays. So please help me welcome to today's Karen's Couch the absolutely transcendental Brandon Bays. Thank you for joining us on the couch. I feel so honored, but I feel like we're kindred spirits, and I know that I can't reach out and hug you, and I wish I could, but I feel like there's a real connection and an instant sort of, well, certainly from my perspective, an instant
for
love
sure.
There. And I feel so grateful to have you on the couch. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for your time and being so generous.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be on Karen's Couch and also very moved by your story. I mean, that was really a double whammy back then. And I'm really glad that the Journey Intensive allowed you to connect with the truth of who you are, with the love that is inside, and come back to base in yourself. I mean, with the loss of a partner to suicide and what had happened with the Bali bombing, I mean, my God, that was a very, very challenging time for you. And so I'm very honored to be on your show, and I'm really mainly moved to hear that it really puts you on a big path of self-learning and self-realization and a path of coming home. And what I'm really so happy to hear is that you've called off the search.
It sounds absolutely like
you were learning with your mind, and you were learning with your mind about spiritual matters. And then something inside of you said, stop. It's time to go deeper than the mind, and even deeper than the comprehension of spiritual matters. It's time to come home to something that's prior to mind, to the true essence of who I am. And that is quite a strong prayer that you had inside of you, and a rare prayer.
And, you know, I love the way you put that, you know, to call off the search, because through this work, Brandon, and, you know, it's so beautiful to be able to have this conversation with you, because it really is a case of really understanding that I'm not my thoughts. You know, my thoughts are going to come and go, and they're going to be a part of my daily experience, but I don't have to attach myself to them. I don't have to keep attaching myself to what isn't real, because it's so temporary. So what's the point? What's the point of being so intensely connected to something that's so temporary?
Yeah, and something that's so illusory. You know, the mind itself, we tend to worship at the altar of the mind in this day and age. And really, the mind is a projection of our ego. The mind is a place where we end up taking up residence and then make the mistake, I am my mind. And then we never trust what comes through, the thoughts that comes through. And we're dead sure one moment, and the next moment, we're not clear. And so we're in a place, if I am my mind and my mind can't be trusted, it puts us into a place of a hyper anxiety. And that's why I said the words, you know, that there is this that's prior to the mind, this that I call source, that is your own essence, that's prior to giving rise to a thought. And that actually the thoughts, they come and go in this infinite presence, the stillness that is your own essence. And so the thoughts never last very long. They come, they go, and then there is this that it's all taking place in, and that's who you are.
So, Brandon, for our listeners, that this whole way of being is new and they've never heard of it and they're just tuning into our conversation, linguistically, how do you help people get this experience of self and this experience of source? How would you explain it to them so that they can go, oh my God, there I am?
Yeah. You know, I found that emotions are the gateway to our soul. And most of us, what happens, and, you know, an emotion comes up. I'm talking about negative emotions, if you want to call them that.
Yes.
And an emotion comes up and we push it away. We tuck it under a carpet. We try to smoke it away, drink it away, you know, watch television, get on Facebook, anything to avoid our emotions because they're uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And what happens is when we're doing that, we're on the run from our soul. We're avoiding feeling our emotions, and yet your emotions are the gateway to your soul. That if you're willing to allow yourself to really feel an emotion and open in that emotion, you will drop into a deeper emotion, into a deeper layer. And if you open in that one, you will then open even to a deeper emotion. And if you really keep just opening, you will end up falling into something that can feel like a field of nothingness, an emptiness or blackness where there are no emotions. And if you just relax and open in that, you'll end up falling into your own essence, into this light, this love, this peace, this stillness that is your own essence. And what happens is you recognize it, that it's everywhere, that you are part of everything, that this that you are, the whole world is appearing in that. Now, this is not an intellectual understanding.
And that's right. It's not. It's an
experience.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a direct experience. And so rather than give people a lot of theory, a lot of factual information, I'm more interested in you having your own direct experience, because no one can give you yourself. No amount of talking about it, no amount of theorizing about it, nothing, no practices you do, no mantras that you do, no yoga that you practice, no amount of chanting you do, nothing you do outside can bring you home.
Oh, and that's why I said I say that.
Yeah, it's this realization of your own infinite nature that becomes available when you're willing to open down through the emotional layers into this that is your own essence. And that's not a theoretical idea. It's a direct living experience that only you can undergo yourself. You know, it's interesting, Karen, because when I give seminars, I always say to people, there's no one here standing at the front of the room that thinks she can tell you anything. That part of your own soul's learning is to find your own truth, find your own answers, go through your own process of release, your own process of letting go, find out why did I go through this at this time in my life. And ultimately, only you can find your own way home to that truth. So this is why I'm so thrilled to hear that this is what's been happening for you, Karen.
Oh, look, you know, and in leaps and bounds, and I feel the part for me that I feel most grateful for in this whole experience, and then also having the TV show to be able to, you know, share it with the world at large, the part that I'm loving the most about it is that it's so accelerated. Once you actually get that experience of self, and once you actually get that coming home, as you say, you do call off the search. It is the end of seeking, and it is the end of all questioning, because there's just nothing more to ask. When you recognize that that everything that you are is complete and utter source, it's not open to interpretation, and it's not open to somebody else's opinion of what you should or shouldn't be thinking, or you should or shouldn't be experiencing. And it's the part that I found most extraordinary is that life continues to unfold. It's just that there's nobody here doing the unfolding anymore. There's only what is. And there's nothing more freeing than the experience of knowing that I am all source. I am all that there is, and so are you. And we are all experiencing the same experience of that. It's just that some of us are awake and some of us are still a little bit asleep. And, you know, life just continues to unfold either way. You know, waking up is not a necessity to the experiencing. It's already always occurring. I find that so liberating and so freeing in and of itself, and with the kind of work that you and I both do with thousands of people, it's such a beautiful experience to be able to watch people in their own experiences as well, you know, to witness that.
Yes. Oh, it's a privilege. I'm always freshly inspired and newly awed.
Yes, it is. It's and no matter what happens, I mean, even with the technical issues that you know that we've had before the show, it's such a to not have to be in the place that would have taken me a year ago, to not have to be in that place now is really, you know, I think it's just a breath of fresh air.
So it is, and it's so easy and so true. So it's you come home to yourself, there's some authenticity that's here, and nothing that happens on the outside changes that. And that's not to say that all kinds of dramas happen.
Absolutely.
Life continues, as you said, to completely carry on doing what it does. And, you know, Kirtana, she's a singer who sings satsang, sings this truth. And she said, don't mistake the weather for the sky of your being. And, you know, it's true, isn't it? You know, that very often we collapse and we become our emotions. We collapse and we become our dramas. We collapse and we become our thoughts. And then there is a deeper invitation just to open in that moment, allow ourselves to become aware of our unity with all of existence, and then let the dramas come and the dramas go. And the the thoughts come and the thoughts go, the emotions come and the emotions go. And then there is this that does not come and does not go. And to just rest here. And so, as you said, it's very restful. It's very true. It's quite sublime just to be here. And that's not to say that one doesn't feel the emotions of life, doesn't feel all of it.
Yeah.
It's just all of life is happening in a vaster context of being as part of you. So instead of being outside of you, it's happening in here, in you.
And now. Brandon, you know, I obviously went through my own experiences, I guess, to go down this path and to find myself. How did you come to this understanding?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. It is when I called off the search that it happened. And having said that, like yourself, I had a radical life-transforming wake-up call. Mm. And I was 39 years old, and I'd been in the health industry. I mean, certified in so many fields of health, and living, breathing, walking my talk. And the last thing I expected to have happened was I ended up being diagnosed with a basketball-sized tumor. And it really sent me reeling because I was doing everything right that you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I'd done a lot of work on myself. I attended hundreds of seminars and was giving them. And, you know, I was at that time, I was even traveling with Tony Robbins, and I was giving the workshop, the 5-hour workshop, Living Health. So I was living, breathing all those practical principles. And I still got ill, and it kind of made me have to get very real. And I had to throw out all my hard-earned knowledge, all my diplomas, certifications, and I was invited by truth someplace deeper. And part of the gift of healing from that tumor, and it was when I say it was a radical life-transforming experience, it was only 6.5 weeks later that I was in hospital and I was diagnosed to be tumor-free, completely free, without drugs or surgery.
Wow.
And so the journey, the work that I teach, is born from my own direct experience. And now since then, you know, I'm 61 years old now, and that was 39. So that's been a while now. The work has expanded and deepened, and mainly is based on working with hundreds of thousands of other people around the world using this work to not only come home to the love that they are, the truth that exists, but also to go on their own personal journeys and to clear at a cellular level whatever they're here to clear, whatever they're here to free themselves from, whatever their soul's here meant to learn. So it's knowing that you are free, and at the deepest level of from that freedom, turning the torch on inside and going on a journey inside your body to get access to these old cell memories, these old emotional blocks, these patterns that get passed on from one cell generation to the next, and going through a process of release and letting go so the body and the being can heal. And so these days I'm working with medical doctors around the world and with ministers of education, ministers of a justice department. And so I'm working, actually the journey right now is in, we're in 44 countries and it's translated into 24 languages.
Amazing.
And it's amazing to me that from my own direct experience of coming home and at the deepest level of soul, releasing what my soul had to release, that it allowed a work to be born, which has since liberated so many people and allowed profound healing, emotional, physical, spiritual healing to happen. So it's not just about awakening. It's also that we have these cell memories stored, and it's about going after them. So when I'm on tour, I got to tell you something. Mm. I actually am getting a journey process
yourself
once a week while I'm on tour. I will be a student of life till the day I die. And so I feel it is a privilege to do this life transforming work. And my deepest prayer is that I give people the tools so that they can find their own answers. I always say, in this day and age, we've always been looking for the guru outside of us.
True.
It's got the answers. And with the journey, I'm more interested in the guru inside of you, in the master that exists inside of you, that can call you home and help you release and clear what you're here to release and clear.
You know, I totally agree with that. And I often say, you know, there's the, we are always looking outside of ourselves. We go to another course, we read another book, we go to another coach, and we're always looking outside of ourselves for answers that are going to lead us to where we need to go. And that's the seeking. And I see it in just about every human being that crosses my path, is this intense desire for seeking. And I guess we teach what we need to learn. And, you know, and I'm really just talking about myself, in that over the years with my own seeking, of course, I'm going to come across people who are seeking also, you know.
But absolutely.
I think that the inner tutor, being the intuition, that to me is the only place where the answers are. And I had a conversation with somebody actually just a couple of days ago, and they said to me, who do you go to as your coach? Like, who do you speak to when you're, you know, you're at the bottom of the barrel or you're at a hard time? And I say, gosh, I come to myself. I talk to myself. I'm there for myself, because if I have to rely on somebody else's opinion, I'm in real trouble. And it's just, you know, there's a lot of energy for people who are listening to the show. There's a lot of energy that gets expended in the constant search. And no matter what we find outside of ourselves, it's never enough. In fact, it's temporary.
Well, and you don't trust it, you know, because it's someone else's idea.
Well, that's right. You know? That's exactly right.
It's so funny, you know, in my own journey, to have gone to so many masters and done so many different forms of yoga and different aspects of spiritual journey. I mean, just I tried and done everything. And the work, the journey, is born from a desire to finish, to live in connection with who you are, to be present to that, to be true to who you are, to follow the heart's calling, and to be guided by your own guidedness each moment. And all that the work is process work that gives you the tools you need to be guided. People say, how could I be guided by my own soul? And really, the journey work is just work that I've seen that works to give you a direct living experience of listening to your own guidedness, of being in touch with your own heart, of living from the truth of who you are. And this reason I named it The Journey was because life is a journey, and your journey is your life. And, you know, the journey work is just work that helps you liberate your life and get more real and come home to that truth. So, yeah, that was my prayer and continues to be my prayer. And I was saying earlier to you, when we were chatting earlier, how these days I'm doing a lot of work in the Eastern countries that were behind the Iron Curtain. And I was in Romania. And I said, you know, this is nuts. In the 1920s, Bucharest was, and Romania was, the eighth wealthiest nation in the world. And Bucharest was called the Little Paris because it was where all the royal courts would all come there. They would travel from Paris to Vienna to Bucharest. And there were great artists and great literary figures and great cultural renaissance happening at that time. And I said, that hasn't changed, that greatness that exists here. It's in your DNA. Mm. And one woman, she said, yes, but you don't understand. During the communist time, she said, I didn't have permission to express an opinion. Mm. If I hadn't expressed an opinion, that greatness was not welcomed. She said, you know, if my sister went and wanted to pray in a church, if she was seen to be praying and not viewing it as sort of a monument, she could disappear the next day, you know? And so there's been a whole lid that has been put over many of the people who are behind the Iron Curtains. And so part of what the journey helps you do is really connect with your experience
yeah.
of what's stored, what the blocks are inside of you, what's been holding you back personally from allowing your own divine potential to shine, allowing your greatness to shine. What's been keeping you from taking the lampshade off your own light
yeah.
and unique to you, and clearing that so you can begin living from this truth. Because even though we wake up to who we are, there's still these cultural lids, these lids that have been passed down through our families. There's these blocks that have been passed down from our countries, our religions. And part of what our work is, if you wish to call it that, mm-hmm. is not only to wake up, and I'm sorry, the light keeps changing.
No,
it's sunset here in New York, and oh, it's going behind a cloud right now, and I'm sitting in front of a window looking out at these beautiful trees. And anyway, sorry about the light changing there.
All.
But
not
part of all of our work is to clear whatever obscures us,
yeah.
whatever holds us back. Whatever veils are acting as a filter between the freedom that we are and how we view life. Mm. And so it's work ongoingly that you do with yourself to really keep this diamond that you are clear, mm. which is why I do a journey process once a week, because I don't want any dust to fall on this diamond. I want yeah. to be living from, you know, the shining truth of who and what is really here, and to use the tools that have, you know, really, I think they've been downloaded from grace,
yes.
Allowing those tools that have come through
yeah.
to really help liberate every aspect of my life.
And you know, Brandon, the beautiful thing about you is that you take everything that you've been blessed with and you make the world a better place because of that. And you're instrumental to the great awakening that is occurring for humanity and will continue to occur. And for somebody who says that they're 61, honestly, I'm looking at somebody right now who looks like she's about, at best, late 40s. So,
thank you. You need to hear that at 61.
Oh, my love, you're stunning.
Yeah.
Brandon, no, this has been...
I feel so passionate, and I think that passion and that gratitude to life. If yeah. I have to say a single constant that has been with me since the tumor happened yeah. and my whole life's calling emerged and then, you know, traveling around the world, it's just gratitude to life, to God, to truth. And I think that lives through me as a passion to bring this life-changing healing work to people all over the globe and to give them the tools they need to liberate their lives, however that shows up for them.
Oh.
And to heal. I mean, I'm working with a lot of medical doctors. When I first, I bring up Romania again, just because that happens to be in the air. I'm going to be going there in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah.
And it was the medical doctors who brought the journey there. Because one of the things, and you may not know this, or maybe you do, if you get on the CDC website, the Center for Disease Control's website, it says that 85% of all illness has an emotional basis.
Yeah.
And the reason they can say that is what science has found is that when you feel a strong emotion and you repress it, it releases into the bloodstream of biochemistry, which will go to certain cell receptors, blocking them, rendering those cells incapable of communicating with the rest of the cells in the body. And if over time illness is going to happen, it happens where the cells are blocked.
Yeah.
And conversely, what we know is when we feel our emotions healthily and openly, freely, like, you know, naturally, like a child does,
yeah.
our cell receptors remain open. And so what the journey does in a very practical way is to take you on a journey inside yourself to those blocked cells, to release the stored consciousness, the cell memories, the old pain, the emotional issues, the family issues, the DNA issues that have been passed down generationally,
yeah.
and to go through a process of release and letting go, and ultimately forgiveness, so that the body and the being can heal. And so it's this passion to bring this healing work out there, which has, I think, kept me full of a lust for life, a zest for life, a joy for life. So maybe that's what you're seeing when you're looking at me.
No doubt.
61-year-old blonde broad from America who's been known to swear like a pirate, you know. I know in Australia I'm allowed to say that, but not on television. You know, I'm not allowed to, but yeah.
Yeah, no, you can say anything. You can say anything here. I own the show, so you. I own the show. You can say anything you like.
You know, I always feel that Aussies are very much like New Yorkers. I'm a New Yorker.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a no bullshit consciousness there.
Totally.
And so I love working in Australia, and I love having this opportunity to hang out with other people who are really willing to cut through the crap.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And get real.
Absolutely.
And open up and really do the work, like roll up our sleeves. And in Australia, people don't do things by half measures. Mm. It's they jump in and they really go for it. And I wish I were coming this coming year, and I'm not. And there are these wonderful journey presenters who are giving the journey work where you can undergo that entire journey intensive that you underwent, Karen, 10 years ago with me.
Yeah.
And my husband will actually be coming in December, January time to work with something called Out of the Blue, which is the using the journey with regards to depression. So the kind of results that you got with yours. And then also I will probably be coming back in a year and a half's time and be giving the more advanced level work for those who have gone through the journey intensive, have gone through some of the more advanced retreats. Then they'll be able to come through the whole journey practitioners program with me there in Oz. But I haven't been able to get there as often as I like. It's practically my favorite place on earth. And you know, any excuse I could find to get there, I would. I promise you, I love it. And I'm so sorry that I won't be coming there. I'm going to be in India at this time when my husband's there this year. Yeah, that's one of the places we work. We work all over the Middle East, Africa, all over Europe. Canada, I'm here in the States now, and I live in the UK, actually, in Wales. And we work right through Hong Kong and Thailand and Kuala Lumpur and you name it, that's where we are. But I'll be joined by a lot of journey practitioners in Tijuana, Malay, where Ramana Maharishi first gave this non-dual teaching that you're in love with.
Yes.
This questioning called self-inquiry into yourself. Mm. Who are you?
Yeah.
Who am I? And so we're going to go where he's obviously no longer in form. He's considered one of India's greatest saints, though.
Yeah.
And we're going to go sit there, and we're going to be undergoing our advanced no-ego work, which is my favorite. It's a real fire to do that work.
Oh, how fabulous. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. It's a real spiritual fire, and I'm fully exposed in that. So everybody gets to see all my crap too. We all get to see each other's crap and liberate our lives. So it's an amazing time.
Oh, Brandon, it sounds fantastic. Well, you know, I think it's for everybody who's been listening to the show, I think that you've certainly sparked a lot of interest. And for everybody who is listening, make sure that you go and check out Brandon's website and also find out where you can get involved with the journey work. Because I know that a lot of people who follow this show would really be resonating with everything that you've said and would be wanting to know how they can take the next step. And here in Australia, there are lots of different places that people can go for their awakening. But take it from me, nothing comes close to the journey work. And I mean that from the bottom of my bottom. Nothing comes. Nothing.
Only in Australia would it be the bottom of my bottom. Everywhere else, the bottom of my heart, but in Australia, it's the bottom of my bottom.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Doesn't get any deeper than that. Yeah. But take it from me. You know, you couldn't be in better hands in terms of your own transformation and transcendence beyond where or what we believe this life is all about. So go and investigate the journey and check out Brandon's website. Wherever she is, I'm going to be there. So I've got our producers actually right now, if they're not listening, producers, pay attention. Find me where Brandon's going to be next and book me a flight. I'm on my way.
Well, I'm in Europe, all over Europe, this coming, our autumn, your spring.
Yeah.
And then I'll be flying off to India come December.
I mean,
I'll be all over India. I mean, I'm going to be going up to Canada next week. And then from there back to the UK, and then it's just a whole European tour after that. So,
well, congratulations.
I look forward to seeing you there. Yeah. And also, I just wanted to say, you know, the link that you're giving out to your listeners and for those who are watching this,
yeah,
it's about really uncovering your life's purpose. Mm. And that's a very potent thing to do, because once you know who you are and why you're here, it gives a lot of meaning to each moment of your life. And so I really strongly recommend, it's a free link that's for those that are watching this show, and it will allow you to investigate and uncover your life's purpose. And so I really strongly recommend you take that link and do that little mini 1-hour workshop. And and if you can, look up thejourney.com, or it probably .au, I should say.
Yep, it is.
Find out the seminars that are going on there. There's also Journey Practitioners there. Kevin will be coming in December, January time. He'll be there for 6 weeks. My husband will be. And you know, use this show as an invitation, not from me and not even from Karen, as inspiring as she is, but it's an invitation from your own soul to begin your soul's journey. And to use the work, there's a lot of free work out there. If you haven't got the money, there's a lot of free work out there. Just get on thejourney.com and see what you can download and get to work. You can borrow somebody's book. A lot of the process work is in the books.
Yeah.
But whatever you do, use the show as an invitation from your own being to clear whatever obscures you, so you can start living from the magnificence and the beauty and the divine potential that is your own essence. So I look forward to seeing you whenever it is along the way, my beloved Aussie mates. And and I thank you with all my heart, Karen, for this joyful, very relaxed and spontaneous chat we've had together. And I look forward to seeing you along the way in Europe. And until then, a deep namaste, a heartfelt namaste to everyone.
Brandon, thank you so much for being a part of the show. This has been life-changing for many people, I'm sure, and it's been absolutely extraordinary for me. You're a wonderful blessing, and we are very lucky to have you. Thank you so much for being on the couch today. Much love. Mwah.
Mwah.
So for those of you guys who have just, you know, found yourselves completely mesmerized by today's show, follow the link that's underneath this show and go and do that one hour workshop that Brandon was talking about. Make sure that you go to her website. The link is also underneath the show on the website. So click on that and just immerse yourself, dive deep and reveal the truth of who you are. And as Brandon says, come home. It's time and we're waiting for you. So thank you so much for joining us here on Karen's Couch. This has been a wonderful show for me, and I hope it has been for you. Join us here next week where we reveal more spectacular information and guests. We're going to see you here next week. For those of you guys who have been tuning in via the podcast, make sure that you go to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating. All my love. Bye for now.
The Journey Intensive?
Intensive.
Right, so.
Yes.
Yes, right. So you did the full 2 days and learned the emotional journey and the physical journey then.
It was amazing. Amazing.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah, it was beautiful. So thank you for being you. And isn't this, what a coincidence. I've actually been studying, well, not studying, but researching a lot of Papaji and a lot of the non-duality and Advaita over the last, well, you know what? I stumbled across it about 2 years ago. And I don't think I was in the place to put the energy and time into the experience of it, because it's not a knowing, right. You know, the experience of it. And, and then about 6 months ago, I was at a point where I went, okay, I've got everything that's possible to get from an external perspective. And there's, I know that that's not it. I know that that's not it. There's more. And I came along the path of Advaita and non-duality again, and I it was like I got it in the blink of an eye, and I went, there is the end of all seeking.
Yes, that was Papaji's teaching.
Yeah, that it was just, and it is, it's just the end of it all. There's no more questions.
Exactly.
But, yeah.